Question is, does God still speak to us today? Do we still hear the voice of the Lord today? I'd like us to explore a Bible story that is kind of fun to actually act out. So in order to do this, now I'm going to be doing the reading, but I need two volunteers to come up and help me. You don't necessarily have to say anything, and you don't have to be of one particular sex, even though this story involves two males. We can set that aside. I mean, we can have either sex doing these parts. But I would prefer one to be of the older variety and one of the younger variety. So do I have two volunteers, please? Which do you place yourself in, the older or the younger? Definitely older. Okay, up here, Mandy. We need another one. Well, I see a pointing. I see some hiding. I'm looking at this particular pew. I need someone from this pew right here. Okay. We don't necessarily believe in the draft. Guess what, Michael? Come on. You lucked out, Lydia. I had you in mind, too. Not Lydia, Lydia. Tyler. Lydia would have been one, her brother. Okay. Here's the deal. This is the stage up here. Oh, gosh, the younger one's taller than the older one. Okay, let's... Okay, let's go. So this is chapter 3 of the book of Samuel. And I believe for this one, let me just read the prelude. It's about Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. You can bow. Okay. The word of the Lord is rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, and you made me stoop a little and walk slowly, was lying down in his room. So I'm afraid it's a good thing you're not wearing a dress. Okay, lie down right about there so people can see you. I think we may need to be moving some props here so that you can see what's happening. Okay, Eli is lying down. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Okay, so you lie down, so people can see you. And we'll pretend that this is actually two rooms. Okay? Interesting, they both laid the same way. Okay? Okay, how can I stand so I'm not in the way? Then the Lord called, "Samuel! Samuel!" And Samuel said, now kind of sit up because you've heard a voice and you're kind of going, what? And you may want to actually shift so that you're not looking at me, you're looking at them. And Samuel, and he said, "Here I am."
Say it. "Here I am."
"Here I am." And he ran to Eli. Get up and run over to Eli. And say, "Here I am, for you called me."
"Here I am, for you called me."
Okay. But he, that is Eli, said, "I did not call, lie down again."
"I did not call, lie down again, Michael."
Samuel. Okay, lie down. There we go. So he went and lay down. The Lord called again. "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
"I did not call you. Lie down again."
That's right. That's what he said. Okay. How did she guess? She must have read this story. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, And say it, here I am, for you called me.
Here I am, for you called me.
Then Eli perceived, you know, it's like a light bulb goes off. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go, lie down. You don't have to repeat this. Go, lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Remember those words. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So, Samuel went and lay down in his place. Okay. Imagine Z's coming up. Okay. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. Sit up. And Samuel said,
the words that I am supposed to remember.
Yes. Speak, your servant is listening.
Speak, for your servant is listening.
That's right. Speak, for your servant is listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever. Okay. Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house. I guess you have to get up and open the doors of the house. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli, and I guess you got to stand up at this point. And that's good. You're down a step. And okay, good. We're about on eye level here. But Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. Samuel said, here I am.
Here I am.
Eli said, what was it that God told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you. So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing. Then he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. That was Samuel speaking that. Okay, the rest doesn't really involve you, so you can both go back and sit down. Thank you very much. As Samuel grew up, it says, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh. Again, the question, does God still speak like that? I mean, have you heard the Lord? I mean, perhaps I should have asked that last week, given you a question. Has God spoken to you with words like that in your life? Have you heard the word of the Lord? I mean, we hear in a variety of ways, do we not? We hear, yes, and we may be listening, yes, for that kind of auditory, Samuel, Samuel, or Gary, Gary, Grace, Grace, Mandy, Mandy, Sarah, Sarah. But God may speak in a variety of other ways. How has God, or how might God, speak to you? Does God speak at only the important times? Only in this place? Or does God speak, well, in your bedroom, while you're lying down? Does God speak in some of the places you'd least expect God to speak? Where does the Lord, and how does the Lord speak to you? Does God speak to you through Scripture? Well, very definitely. We just sang a song which was, and I love that song because it's reminding us of the things that Jesus said and continues to say to us. Important words. Words that call out of us something that is more than ourselves. Does God still speak? and call. Now, this is a calling story, and it is a very pivotal story in the story of the Bible. I don't have time to go into depth about all of the ramifications of this story, but it is the dawning of a brand new day in the story of God's people. Prior to this point, God's people had been led by judges. And just like the United States before the Civil War was referred to in plural terms, the United States of America are. But after that tumultuous war, that shifted from the United States of America is. So there was a shifting of the story of God's people from a conglomeration of tribes moving towards something different, something more. The tribes were led by judges. And if you look in the story of the Bible before this, in the Jewish Bible, it is immediately before the book of Samuel, you have the book of Judges, which is the story of the leaders pulled from various different tribes over time to address particular needs during those time periods. The book of Judges, and I don't want to go into all the details, but ends terribly. It's a terrible story of people obeying what God had called them to do, but doing it in ways that did not lead to justice and righteousness. It's a terrifying ending. There was a need for something different among God's people. Now, in the Old Testament, as we have received it as Christians, what we call the Old Testament, not the Hebrew Bible, there is this little insertion between Judges and the books of Samuel. Does anybody know what that book is? It's a little four-chapter ditty. Anybody know? The book of Ruth, where Judges left off with people doing the right thing but in the wrong ways. Here is the story of two women who do right. They show how it's supposed to be done, and one of those women is an outsider. She's not an Israelite, and she shows the way. And then we jump into, in the Protestant or the Christian canon, we jump into the book of Samuel, which begins with another woman. Does God only work through males? I think not. Another woman by the name of Hannah, who comes, and she is childless at this point, like many others. That's kind of one of the patterns in the Bible, something that connects us to a season we've recently been through. She's childless, and she comes to the holy place there in Shiloh where the ark is, and she prays to God, and she makes a vow to God if God would answer the request of her heart, she would give her firstborn to the Lord. And that firstborn is a child by the name of Samuel. That's what precedes this calling. Which reminds us of something. God's calling upon us has a history. It's not something that just pops out of nowhere. God's movement in our life is something that, if we have eyes to see, can be discerned in the thread of the story that goes before us. Yes, it's something brand new, but God works through our past. And if we have the willingness, the daring to see, we can behold those threads weaving through. And we can celebrate. Like Samuel probably could celebrate God's weaving through his mother and father and through those wonderful characters, though I'm sure he wouldn't have thought in these terms because he didn't have the canon that we have right now. But, you know, like Ruth and Naomi and the others, and see the change. Well, this is a pivotal story because it begins a whole new chapter in God's people, because Samuel is sort of the last, called to be the last of the judges. And he's a key leader. But he's pivotal in that he is shifting God's people towards something new and questionable, and that's having a king to lead a unified people. And that has a checkered history, this whole thing called kings, just like there's a checkered history that comes with our own country and how we lead ourselves. You know, the checkered history of presidents and congresses and people like that. I mean, there have been good ones and there have been bad ones. And, well, but God has been at work all through it. But God is also part of that new thing calling it forth. So the question comes back. Does God still speak? Does God speak to you? Have you heard His voice? Is He calling it out? Or is it there kind of behind the scenes? That's been more my experience. But let me end with my own story, and I've shared it before, I know. But my own calling, whether it was calling to ministry or calling to life in Christ, this was before I was baptized, I can trace back to, and maybe you remember the story, I can trace back to this big black woman in a black Baptist church across the tracks, we used to say, that my church growing up, Bethesda First Baptist Church, was involved in. We had a sister church relationship with another local church. And where they would come over and we'd have meals together with them at our place, and we'd go over there. And I remember this because I went over, and we had down in their fellowship hall, they were just a two-story, they had their sanctuary upstairs and their fellowship hall in the basement, and that's about all I remember about the geography of that church. But I do remember sitting across the table from this woman who was much bigger than I was, and I don't know how old I was at the point. And she was as dark as they come. And I, to be honest, was a little intimidated by her. And she initiated conversation with me across that table. And she said, "What's your name, boy?" And I said, "Peter." And she said, "Peter, that's a wonderful name." And then she proceeded to tell me all about Peter in the Bible. To this day, you know, I have said this many times, who's my favorite character in the Bible? The disciple and the apostle, Peter. I associate him with him because of the calling of God that came through that woman. So, maybe I might even say, does God speak? Yeah, you know what? God might speak through you.